CVS is facing a lawsuit, and this lawsuit alleges that the company charged a customer more money for a generic drug because she was paying through insurance. The lawsuit was filed in California, and CVS says it is, quote, completely without merit. Well, Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider, and she joins us now with more from Washington. Hi there, Lynette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, so tell us a little bit more about what CVS is being accused of here in this lawsuit.
CVS is being accused of colluding with the middlemen in the healthcare industry. They're called pharmacy benefit managers. Nobody really talks about them. What pharmacy benefit managers do is manage the list of drugs that your insurer will pay for. So what the suit alleges is that the pharmacy benefit managers and CVS have an agreement that if the pharmacy benefit managers send traffic CVS's way, then CVS will charge an insured customer more money and then share that money with the pharmacy benefit manager. Oh. So you end up paying more than you would in many cases for these specific generic drugs than you would if you weren't insured at all.
Okay, so just to clarify here, the pharmacy benefit managers work for whom? The insurers?
The pharmacy benefit managers work for the insurers, but they also have agreements with drug companies. They have agreements with pharmacies. All of these agreements are secret. And that is one of the complaints in this case, which is that isn't CVS supposed to be helping its customers? CVS is not allowed to disclose to customers that it has a specific agreement with a pharmacy benefit manager. And it's not allowed to disclose to insurers if it gives rebates to drug companies for carrying volumes of their drugs. There's a lot of opacity here. And there's a legislation moving through California to bring some transparency to this because there are a lot of allegations that the PBMs are overcharging the insurers, drug companies, and the pharmacies, though this case pertains specifically to CVS.
Oh, okay.
The day after this was filed, the same lawyers filed a almost identical case against Walgreens.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how widespread potentially this is.
I mean, these are the two largest pharmacies in the country. No, so this could have quite an impact. And like I said, California isn't the only state that's working on legislation like this. To bring transparency to issues like this. There's Nevada is working on one. North Dakota. There's talk about regulating this in Texas even. So this is something that has actually gotten a lot of bipartisan attention under the table.
Yeah. So a lack of transparency in this aspect of American healthcare. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
But just in a couple seconds that we have now, CVS, of course, is denying the allegations. I mean, what is the company saying about how they determine what the co-pays and how much customers are paying for prescriptions?
They say that is determined by the insurers and that those agreements are between the insurers and the PBMs. This is an answer that you get when you ask any questions to the PBMs or the insurers or the pharmacies these days. They are all pointing at the other one. It's like that famous Thomas Nast cartoon where everybody's standing in a circle pointing at the next person.
Yeah. Well, Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider with this fascinating story about a lawsuit brought against CVS. Lynette, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.